May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as we bring this afternoon to a close and we look forward to the beginning of the evening, let us remember that today, this Thursday, is dedicated towards the Holy Eucharist. We direct our thoughts and our prayers and our intentions this Thursday to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has placed his Sacred Heart within the mystery of the altar, the Holy Eucharist, the bread of heaven, the bread of the angels. Keeping in mind the words of the great saint of the Eucharist, John Paul II, he who, ever since he was a little boy growing up in Poland, had a beautiful love for the Sacred Heart, St. John Paul II said in one of his Angelus reflections on the Sacred Heart, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, he said, quote, "It is this heart that we want to venerate during the month of June. This very day, we want to make this heart, the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart, the fiduciary for our poor hearts, our poor human hearts, hearts that are tried in various ways, oppressed in various ways, and at the same time, hearts that are confident in the power of God Himself and in the saving power of the Holy Trinity." End quote. St. John Paul II, a beautiful saint who, even as a young boy, a young man, a young priest, a bishop, cardinal, and eventually pope, had a powerful, beautiful love for God's mercy, the divine mercy that comes to us through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He lived a life that was not foreign to suffering, isolation, and pain, but he lived a life that was totally devoted to the Lord Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. Remember his phrase, his motto, totus tuus, totally yours. He was totally given over to Our Lady who was at the foot of the cross. John Paul II, then, knowing the reality of suffering, knowing the extreme reality of poverty, he highlights how this very day, right now, we should each want to make the heart of Jesus. He uses the word fiduciary for our poor hearts, our poor human hearts, hearts that are dependent upon another. That means we can't do anything really on our own. We need the assistance. We need the presence of another. Even if we're in solitude, we're with the Lord. We're dependent upon the Lord Jesus. We need the Lord. So we acknowledge the poverty of our hearts, our poor human hearts. And then he goes on and says, hearts that are tried in various ways, oppressed in various ways, whether on the outside or the inside, whether as a result of the political climate around us, conversations taking place around us that are about us, maybe there's a breakdown in communication within our family, miscommunication among friends. We all know what it's like to be tried in various ways. Many of us know what it's like to be oppressed in various ways by things on the outside of us and also on the inside. But John Paul II directs our attention saying, if we're people of faith, if we're people of the heart of Jesus, at the same time, in the midst of all of those trying situations and those moments of oppression, our hearts are confident in the power of God Himself and in the saving power of the Trinity. A little question, in our hearts, do we have that confidence in God? And if we don't, we have to ask ourselves why. Why am I not confident in the power of God? What have I done? What has happened around me? What has happened within me? What has happened to me that has prohibited me from having confidence in God? Whatever the answer may be, whatever the situation is, we have an opportunity today, on this Thursday, this day of the Holy Eucharist, to offer that wound, to give that suffering over to the Lord, and to allow Him to heal us through the Holy Eucharist, to allow the Lord to restore us through reconciliation. May we take this moment and we ask the Lord for the grace to be strong enough to admit our wounds, to admit the ways in which we have been tried, the ways in which we've been oppressed, maybe how our faith was weak, not very strong. We've lost our confidence in the Lord, but the Lord lives. And we need His strength. We need His Holy Spirit to rebuild that confidence in us. Maybe there's distance between us and the Lord. So we turn to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Mother of the Eucharist, and we ask Our Lady as our Mother, as our Queen, to pray for us, her children, that we may be open to the healing reality of Christ, her Son, so that we may be restored, so that we may be reconciled, so that we may be healed, and then have our confidence in Jesus restored. And then in our hearts, we're able to have the confidence that the great Saint John Paul II speaks of, that we have that confidence in our hearts of the power of God Himself and in the saving power of the Holy Trinity. The best way to build that confidence in God is by spending time with Him, by realizing we really don't need that half an hour or hour of TV. We really don't need that time spent on our own. We need that time to be spent with Jesus. Maybe we pick up the Holy Bible and we open up one of the Gospels, perhaps the Gospel of John. Let us think about all of the different times in each of the four Gospels Jesus talks to His disciples and He takes them away from the crowd so as to spend time with them. He spends time with them and He wants them to spend time with Him so that there's confidence in Him, so that there's a relationship, so that there's a reality of love for them to fall back on. And they do fall back on it, especially when they're all put to the test. Each of the apostles are put to the test, and they fall back on those moments where they were able to spend time with Jesus. We have the same opportunity to open up the Holy Bible, to read the Gospels, to drive to our parish church or visit an adoration chapel and spend time with the Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to allow us to see those moments in our days where we can pray, where we can go and spend time with the heart of the Lord, where we can become one with Him, where we are no longer slaves to chaos or busyness, slaves to a schedule, but rather we are set free and liberated so as to live in God. We are not so dependent upon others telling us what has to be done or what must be done, but rather we live in union with Jesus, and we're able to then live in His love. And we see opportunities before us as moments where we are able to give witness to the power of Jesus and bring Him to others, rather than merely as a list of things that have to get done or a checklist of errands that have to be run. Every moment ahead of us, every day ahead of us is an opportunity, many opportunities to give glory to the Lord. But in order for us to give glory to the Lord in the future, we have to be willing to spend time with Him in the present moment, right here and right now. So we open our minds and hearts to the Holy Spirit this day. We ask Him to fill us with a true love, a true devotion to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, so we are not just witnesses to the resurrection, but we're also the disciples who are sustained by the Word of God and the sacred mysteries of our faith at the Holy Altar, so that we are a people of the Eucharist. Remember that beautiful document written by St. John Paul II, who is oftentimes venerated on Thursdays because of his great devotion to the Holy Eucharist. He wrote the document Ecclesia de Eucharistia, the Church of the Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, the Church starts to die and eventually disappears in the abyss of irrelevance. But with the Eucharist at the center of our lives and at the center of our community, we always have purpose. There's always a meaning. There's always a reason, because the Lord is always before us, because we see Him. And as we see Him, we love Him. And in our love of Him, we're at peace with the truth that He loves us and He beholds us and that we are His beloved. We are the ones He has come to save. We must be at peace with that truth. We must have confidence in His heart. We must be a people who, every Thursday of every week, understand that this is the day where we're called to remember the beauty, the power, the sacrifice of the last Mass, the first Mass at the Last Supper, the Last Supper, the first Mass. Whereas every Mass is part of the one Mass that's offered by the Lord to our Father in heaven. if we're in need of peace, if we're in need of hope, if we're looking for strength for the rest of our day, if we're looking for strength and fortitude to finish off our week, we need to go no further nor farther than our Lord Jesus, who gives us his heart in the Holy Eucharist. In this month of June, on this Thursday of this week, we then give thanks and praise for the great gift of Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. May we learn from the presence of the angels who adore the Lord in every tabernacle. May we follow the example of our Blessed Virgin Mother and kneel before the Lord, the living God, in the Holy Eucharist. May we pay attention to our brothers and sisters, the saints in heaven, and in their contemplation of the sacred mysteries, may we grow in our own appreciation and love for the great gift of Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. May every Thursday be a day where we can return to the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe we pass by the church and make the sign of the cross. Maybe we make the time to stop at the church and to go in, if only for a few moments, and to offer a word of gratitude, a prayer of praise, that the Lord lives and that the Lord is among us in the Holy Eucharist. May he give you his peace.